can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Oh no. My precious little false reality is collapsing all around me. Whatever shall I do?
I don't know. How about be human for a change? You know, step into the light of your infinite magnificence and bring that forth into this experience. You're being called now to do that, and if you refuse to answer that call, then that is on you. Enjoy your cognitive and spiritual slavery. And don't complain, motherfucker. You have no right to. If you want to willingly comply with authority, then go right ahead. And if you want to invite evil into your bed, fine. But don't act so surprised when you get spiritually castrated and eviscerated. Obey! Obey! Fuck that shit. You better goddamn well awaken your spirit of rebellion now. That is, unless you are a spineless, soulless, impotent coward, in which case, enjoy your prison, have fun in your cognitive, emotional, and spiritual incarceration. Nice knowing ya. Now kindly fuck off. I was in a supermarket yesterday with my brother, who is a disabled veteran. They had the social distancing signs and the red tape everywhere. Keep your distance, 6 feet apart! I saw several people with their surgical masks displaying their false sense of security who have actually convinced themselves that a medical mask is going to keep them safe from what is occurring here. Fear-driven, nonsensical paranoia, all based on motherfucking lies. It's a huge, ginormous mindfuck, and if people want to surrender to that shit, and they do, then die. Just die because you are already dead, so what's the difference? What really broke my heart was seeing a young girl with her mother both wearing their surgical masks and looking at me with disdain simply for questioning the 6-foot rule. I so wanted to approach this beautiful child and gently tell her that there's nothing to be afraid of. Of course, I can't do that. That's up to her parents, who are too busy teaching this precious child how to be afraid. The look of fear in her eyes was just heartbreaking. Holy shit. We're being dehumanized so massively. No close contact. Stay apart. Separate and divide. They want us to be afraid to touch each other or even to be in close proximity to one another. Oh no! The virus, the pandemic. Holy shit! You know what the real pandemic is? Fear, control, obedience. It's all a huge, steaming pile of bullshit. And if you are so willing to surrender your soul out of fear and a lack of understanding of what you truly are, then you will fall. You are about to if you don't make a stand right now in this moment, now. There is simply no time left to put off this crucial decision. So, David and I approached the self-checkout together, and the looks that we received from people were just incredible. The shock and the horror and fear in these people's eyes was unbelievable. One of the employees gave me the cold stare of disapproval, and I just had to smile. Of course, I had to be vocal as well. I just can't help myself sometimes. I said, "What if I sneeze? Will that respect the 6-foot rule?" David laughed, but everyone else just had blank stares and the look of absolute bewilderment. I wasn't obnoxious or belligerent, but I will be damned if I silence my voice and bow down in the face of this ridiculous bullshit. And if you do that, if you acquiesce willingly, you are nothing. You are diminished. You are less than. And hey, that's fine because ultimately it's your choice, but don't bring that shit anywhere near me and my family. Walk on by, motherfucker. You want to be a slave? Then be a slave. But it's a parting of the ways now. And if you still don't know where you stand within this cognitive and energetic war, then you are nothing more than wasted potential. Good luck with that. How much are we willing to put up with? How much encroachment upon our freedom? And if you've never asked yourself this, well, you damn well better do it now. Or not. You can rise or you can fall. It's a choice. Freedom or slavery, motherfucker. And if you're not quite sure, if you're still hanging on to the false promises of this world, the lies, the illusion, the darkness and despair, well then I suppose the illusion still has something to teach you. Look, if you want a better world to live within, so that your spirit can thrive, so that your children can inherit a world of freedom instead of a world of shit, then you need to make a decision now. Oh man, I'll tell you, I get a kick out of these narcissistic, ego-worshipping fools that don't care until it affects them personally. Then when it does, they freak out. You know what I say to them? Fuck you, yeah, fuck you, you spineless, weak bimbo. Because when the shit gets real, when it all comes down to taking a stand, all you worry about is you. Because you have failed to recognize your connection to everything, you have failed to embrace your humanity, you have become wed to the lie, and your goddamn ego would never for a moment consider that the universe does not revolve around you. Let me know how that all works out for you. So, in this current climate of social distancing, disconnection, and panic, why not take some time to pause and engage in a little bit of introspection? Can you handle that? If not, you're fucked. Blind acceptance and control is the name of this game. But why do people just accept what is presented? And why are you ostracized for questioning? Why are you made to feel wrong when you're not? And why would you for a moment feel bad about the blind little pussy bitches trying to diminish your worth for simply being you? It's time for that shit to come to an end. That is, if you ever expect to be free. And as for those weak and fallen, spiritually bereft motherfuckers that want to diminish your light because theirs has been snuffed out and willingly relinquished, they can all just go sit in a corner and suck a big fat chode. Fuck 'em. It's a parting of the ways now, an energetic split, a great divide. Yet again, humanity is falling because we just never seem to get it right. Another civilization is collapsing as it has done throughout history in a repetitive cycle of rise and fall, rise and fall. The choice you are faced with is either to be pushed around like cattle or to once and for all claim your sovereignty. You can't have it both ways. You cannot serve two masters. So ask yourself, where do you stand? You can choose to be a victim all you want, but until you shift your consciousness into the mode of the victor, you will forever be a slave. Until you make a deliberate attempt to heal the psyche, to reconcile the inner split, to ignite the fire within, then nothing will ever change. How could it? I'll leave you with this. With all of this shit going on now, lockdowns, mandatory house arrests, social distancing, and all the rest of this fucking nonsense, take a step back, have a good laugh, and give it all the big middle finger. A great big fuck you to the lie. Understand that your self-actualized knowingness of who you are is the greatest threat to this system. What do you say? Is it time now to bring that forth into this reality and shift the paradigm? From my perspective, it is, but you need to decide that for yourself. Enough is enough, don't you think? I think so, but then again, perhaps humanity as a whole hasn't had quite enough yet of getting spiritually raped and demoralized. Maybe the illusion still has yet to serve them. As for me and my fellow travelers, we're done with that shit. We will not comply. We do not consent. We will not bow down. We will not acquiesce. We will not falter. As I've said, and I'll say it again, the spirit of humanity is rising now, and there's not a goddamn thing you could do to stop it. These controlling motherfuckers threw down the gauntlet. Challenge accepted, bitches. Consider this your notice. You are done here. Your time is up. Good game. Thanks for the challenge. Nice try, but you lose. You see, we need to spearhead a new renaissance, a revolution in consciousness. Flush all of that savior programming down the toilet because we are the ones we've been waiting for. Thank you to all of you that take the time to listen and contemplate. Walk in peace. May the light of creation forever shine upon you.